Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. I want to speak to you today about blending with the Holy Ghost, being saturated with the Spirit of God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We were talking last week about the fact that the Holy Ghost comes and He works in your spirit. The Holy Ghost is spirit. Those who worship God must worship Him in spirit. Those who communicate with Him communicate in spirit. When He communicates with you, He is spirit, and He communicates to your spirit. When you got born again, He came and He touched your spirit. You got born again, and He worked from the inside out. And so when the glory, when the saturation of God comes, it is a saturation. It's a presence of God that comes and blends with you. Hallelujah. And today I want to just talk a little bit about, not I want to, the Holy Ghost has laid on my heart to speak to you about blending with Him. How many of you have just had an incredible, precious week with God? I tell you, the last few weeks has just been one moment after another of precious glory, precious presence of God, and just sensing that blending. I became so aware also this week of, I want to say this, the more you become used to, the more you carry His glory, the more His presence rests on you, the quicker you realize when He lifts. And the more responsive you become, and the quicker you immediately cry out. And that's what, I believe, that's what David felt when Nathan the prophet came and said, "You're the man." David immediately said, "Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me." Because in that immediate turn, I tell you what, God responded straight away back to him. But we spoke a bit last week about things that causes us to not be able to carry that glory, that causes the Holy Spirit to be grieved, to lift off us. And of course, there's so many things that can grieve the Holy Spirit. I mean, there's so many things that, I mean, sometimes you wake up in the morning, you walk straight to the bathroom, you haven't spoken to one person, you look in the mirror and you're grieved. Especially that ugly thing that's on the floor, that little square thing with a needle in it that goes like this. Terrible thing. I want you to know that thing was designed in hell. Amen. It's not the will of God for your home. Cast the evil wicked out of your home, says the Lord. Have no part with it. Be ye separated, says the Lord. But there's so many things that causes grief, isn't there? There's so many things that constantly, and I started noticing, it's like the enemy is constantly there to try and cause you to grieve the Holy Ghost, because the one thing that he hates is our communion with God, is our fellowship in the Holy Ghost. And that's what you and I were created for. I tell you, the born-again church has the privilege of the fellowship, of the glory of the Holy Ghost on our lives. And it becomes, and how do you know? Because when the Holy Spirit lifts, immediately the atmosphere changes around you, isn't it? It starts becoming a stressful atmosphere. When you're in the presence, when you're in His glory, there's peace. We spoke a bit last week about He leads us into experiential truth. Hallelujah. The religious people know about the truth. Us, born-again believers, we're living in it. Amen. We are being saturated with it. Thank you, guys. We are being touched by the presence of God continuously. And change. So, and I noticed the moment that happens, just right away, just becoming aware. Whoop! You just adjust. Lord, please come back. Hallelujah, and just start setting the atmosphere of worship around you again. And thank God, the Holy Ghost is there. Hallelujah, because as I said last week, He's attracted to you. Hallelujah, because we created for Him. That Christ in you attracts the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Draws him like a magnet to you, and immediately there's love back again, joy back again, peace. That's the kingdom, isn't it? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the king? Don't play it, because otherwise we'll be off on a whole nother track, Brother Louis. I could see Louis was ready to jump into that one. Amen. To be part of the kingdom, to be part of this glory that God, and the greatest treasure that you and I have is the presence of the Holy Ghost. A treasure beyond everything else. Amen. And once you start treasuring him, you start eating of him. Hallelujah. You start sitting at his table. Hallelujah. Like what David said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He causes my cup to overflow. Hallelujah. Because I'm sitting in that place. So we spoke last week about having a relationship with God and three things that not to do to the Holy Ghost if you want him to abide. Because we have the anointing within, but then there's also the anointing upon. The Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus and rested on him. Hallelujah. And man, isn't that rest wonderful? When he rests, I rest. Hallelujah. And so if I want the anointing, if I want the presence of God to rest, we spoke about three things not to do. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. And don't insult the Holy Spirit. And last week we spoke a bit about the grieving. And, I noticed this week there's a whole lot of stuff that grieved me. Amen. And it caused me to. But thank God, as you become more and more aware, you let the enemy in for shorter and shorter periods. I used to be able to go for weeks without the glory resting on me. Just faith it. Amen. But the more you drink of him, isn't it amazing that the more you drink of him, the thirstier you get? Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's a good thing. You start getting saturated with the presence and the glory of God. And so when I grieve the Holy Spirit, I affect my personal relationship with him. But when I quench the Holy Spirit, I stop him from working. Amen. To quench. And so really, I don't want to quench the Holy Spirit. I want to blend with the Holy Spirit. Blending, when the Holy Spirit comes and he wants to blend with you and I, he comes and this is you, and he comes and he blends with you. Hallelujah. There's something about blending that's deeper than mixing. Hallelujah. I can mix a bucket of bolts with some peanuts, but they won't blend. When something blends, it starts taking on the molecular structure of the thing it's blending with. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Ghost comes on Christ, the hope of glory. The glory comes, and this hope, and starts blending. And the more it blends, there's a saturation that changes me. Hallelujah. And I'm changed into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. Because I'm blending. And as those blends start taking place, my DNA changes. Hallelujah. And there's certain depths of blending that starts becoming, what's the word, default blending. Hallelujah. It's there. It's now become set. Hallelujah. And for us to continuously have the Holy Ghost want to come and blend, you have to stir up that he's already given you. Paul says, stir up the gift that you already received. So you stir up what he's already given you, and it attracts the Holy Ghost to even more. I'm kind of running ahead. But so the Holy Spirit comes to blend. And the more yielded I am, the more open I am, the quicker the saturation. Hallelujah. So when a person is many times you find a preacher will lay hands on somebody and he'll keep his hands on that person. He just keeps his hand there. What's happening? Because the person is like this, and the holy anointing of God comes, and he wants to blend, but he's not finding a way in. So he keeps his hand there. And eventually the person opens up a little bit. Yeah. Hallelujah. And after a little while, the blending happens. Person softens. Spirit moves. Other people, the preacher, you put your hand, just go through. Poof. Hallelujah. A person just open. And that's what we are doing in this time. We're developing a hunger and a thirst. We're opening ourselves to the Holy Ghost so that you can receive quicker from what he's doing. Amen. And he can blend and he can come and touch. And as he does that, you're getting transformed. You're getting changed. Hallelujah. And certain things in your life starts. Now it's not only now and then him coming. He starts coming in and it's not a mixing anymore. When it's a mixing, you experience him, you walk out and experience the other things again. But when it's a blending, when the glory comes and touches you, he blends and default settings in you changes. Ooh, I like that word. Default settings changes. Hallelujah. That by default you carry that. Amen. It's like I described in the earlier service. It's like having, you know, your document ready and you're writing your document. And then for some unknown reason, our crazy computers, the default setting is the American setting, U.S. letter. You try and print it on your printer. It doesn't want to print. You've done all your work, set it all out. Doesn't want to print. You have to change the defaults. You have to change the settings to A4. But, you know, so it's not a setting that works for you all that. And next time you have to change the setting again. Next, till one day you just get so tired of doing that, you go right back into default, change default. So you start in A4. Amen. Hallelujah. May God remove all the U.S. letter defaults. U.S. letter is not from God. It removes my peace straight away. But you start, and the Holy Ghost starts saturating, and certain settings you start taking that on that the Holy Ghost has done, and certain things get changed that you become a carrier of that dimension of the anointing in your life by default. You don't even try anymore. Amen. And it's like a thing that I'm reminded of. About 2 months ago, my dad's brother came to visit here. And he wanted to see what we're doing. My dad's brought him to come and brag. My dad, always when he comes to Durban, must find somebody to come brag what's happening here. And so now he brought his brother, and they come, and he said, please, it's right around. So riding around and showing what to do. And, you know, this brother, he's a multi-millionaire. In fact, he's a billionaire. I don't know why I was in that family, not that. But anyway. And, you know, so we driving around and, you know, it's here and there. I see some staff and I remind them about this and that one. Okay, that's up. And we're going around. And we get back up to the office and I'm saying goodbye to them. And his wife looks at me, tears in her eyes. And says, oh, you speak so wonderfully to your staff. You must pray for us. We also want to do that. And myself, I wasn't even trying. It was default setting. Hallelujah. Amen. There's certain things you carry by default. It's become part of your DNA. Hallelujah. Like that's how we get saturated in ours. That's why it's important. I'll tell you what. We live in a time of the kingdom where you need to get involved in the church. Amen. You need to become saturated in the vision. Because the more you're in this vision, the more this saturates you. And you become, there's many people here that's not here. They're visiting. Amen. It's the bolts in the flower. But when there's a blending, it's the oil being poured into the flower. And if you notice initially when you put that oil in, because I bake many cakes, I want you to know, in my dreams I do it very well. But you take that oil and you put it there and you mix it. Initially, it forms clumps everywhere. It's not really. And then you have to put your hand in there and work it. I did it for my mother. I did. I mean, many years ago, but it's like yesterday. Amen. So you work and eventually it starts blending and it works through. Hallelujah. I remember mixing it for my mom. They said, Mom, it's ready. She said, no, it's not ready. Some more. Oh, man, you know when you're small, your arms are skinny like this, and that dough is hectic, man. You're working that thing. I was like, Mom, it's ready. No, it's not ready. How does she know it's not ready? It's not blended. Amen. Not completely saturated. And that's as we open ourselves and let the Holy Ghost come. So if I want the Holy Ghost to be welcome, to find a place, not only must I not, but I mustn't quench him. Amen. The Bible says quench not. So today, I want to speak to you a little bit about quench not the Holy Ghost. To quench the Holy Spirit is to resist him, is to say, not now, is to, be in a place where you extinguish his work. It's putting out the fire. When you quench the Holy Ghost, he moves on you to do something. You say, not now, Lord. It's like we've got the wisdom. Holy Spirit, I know that you want to do that, but you don't know. Not now, Lord. Don't quench him, because when you quench him, you stop him from moving. Hallelujah. You stop him from touching, not only you, but people around you. When you quench the Holy Spirit, you rob people around you of a miracle. Hallelujah. Because he wants to move. He wants to touch people's lives. So you actually deny him the opportunity to also say something. You know, my wife and I, initially when we got married, you know, I'm so used to always being the center of the conversation. Then we get married. You go visit people. And we have a great visit. I mean, awesome visit. I mean, we had fun. We laughed. We had a great time. Now we drive home. I know none of you men have experienced this. But as we drive home, I'm happy as a great. And I look across and it's frostbite next to me. And I think, we had such a wonderful time. What's the problem now? You didn't allow me to talk. You know, I start saying something, then you just take it over. And she also wants to say something. I realize this is not going to work, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you ever slept next to an ice block? I mean, it's pain. Actually, we never did that. We, from the beginning of our marriage, said we'll never go to sleep angry. So we went to bed, didn't go to sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes till 3 in the morning, you're still working at this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know when you decide you're not at fault, she's stupid. Amen. So I say, okay, deal with it. I'm going to sleep. Then she kicks me out of the bed. You're not sleeping. Amen. And I used to with her, because sometimes the woman can also do that. No, you deal with yourself. I'm going to sleep. Now pull the blankets off her. Hallelujah. It's not over till it's settled. Amen. Not ready to sleep. Hallelujah. I don't know why I went there, but maybe somebody needed some marriage counseling. Amen. But so she'll be unhappy because she didn't get an opportunity to say. So she couldn't have a mark on the conversation. And she couldn't bring. And I said, but I said what we're going to say. She said, that's not the point. Amen. And sometimes she said, but you didn't know what I was going to say. I was going to say X, Y, and Z. But that's how it is to quench the Holy Spirit. You're in the conversation. He's led you to it. You know, watch this now. The Bible says God orders our footsteps. He sends you because he wants you to touch. He wants to go touch somebody. Then you get there and say, quiet, talking. You know, like the old Afrikaans saying, kinders word gesien, nie gehoor nie. Amen. For those who are English, I will have a special Afrikaans interpretation course. Now, you know the story about children are to be seen and not heard. No, the Holy Ghost wants to be heard. Amen. I don't want to quench him. And here's the context of quenching. The context of quenching that Paul speaks of in verse 20 to 22 there. He says, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Despise not prophecy. Quenching the Holy Spirit is despising the prophecy, despising the word that he gave you. The Spirit of God has spoken to you that you're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. And yeah, you're in a situation and the Holy Ghost saying, I want to heal. I want to touch. You're saying, I'm not ready. I can't do that. But I want you to know today that when the Holy Ghost leads you to do something, he's not sending you to go do. He's enabling you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody say with me, the unction of the Holy Spirit is him enabling me to do the work. Hallelujah. So I stir things. I stir things in the Holy Ghost. And that's why we have to stir. We have to press in. You have to always be ready. Like when you come to service, never arrive not expecting anything. Amen. You need to have your expectation up. When you're not quenching the Holy Spirit, you're aware of him. You're listening to him. When you're in that mode, you're agreeing with the Holy Ghost. You're agreeing with the word that went over you. You're expecting that prophecy to come to pass. Now's the time. Now's the moment. What's going to happen now? I'm listening. And what does that do? It attracts the Holy Ghost to you. It's like a lightning rod that goes up in a storm. It goes up and there's something that attracts the lightning to that point. Expectations like that. So you're in this place of, instead of quenching and stopping, you're in a place of drawing and pushing. And you're aware in the spirit. I'm reminded of my little fox, not a fox terrier, she's a Jack Russell. And so when you're in that mode, it's actually in the spirit, your ears are up. Your antenna's ready. You're not despising the prophecy. You remember that you're anointed to heal the sick, that the Spirit of God is on you to heal the sick, to minister, to raise the dead. Hallelujah. To work a miracle, to give a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, to lead somebody to salvation. I'm in this place and I'm talking here, but I'm actually listening to something else. The conversation is wonderful, but I'm waiting. Amen. I'm expecting something because I know that I'm ready. When you're like that, the Holy Ghost can use you. Hallelujah. I pray this church be the opposite of quenching. We inspire. Do you know there's things that excites the Holy Ghost? Amen. That draws the Holy Ghost. So you're in that meeting. It's like your antennas are up. I was starting talking about my doggy. She's a little Jack Russell. You know, Jack Russell all got these half ears like this. She doesn't. She's got full ears, rabbit ears. I mean, she's like everything. She's like, you know, Justin's on his way. He's driving. She can hear his car 3 minutes away already. 3 minutes away, she goes, what's going on? Justin's on his way. Amen. And I mean, for her to hear him 3 minutes before he comes, that's far because he drives fast. Amen. But she's aware. She's listening. She's listening. And when you're listening in the spirit, you're, oh, yes, that's what the Lord says. Oh, yes, I'm remembering when I was praying, I sensed something in my spirit. This is the moment. This must be. Amen. So you're ready. You're waiting on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he moves, and there's things that you and I can do that excite the Holy Ghost, that draw the Holy Ghost. Amen. That brings his presence. I remember, are you guys okay at the back when I stand here? Oh, I must go stand on the platform. I keep telling our guest ministers, stay on the platform, please. When you stand at the bottom, people at the back can't see you. That's why we put a platform here. And after the service, I tell the guest speakers, please stay on the platform. Johnny, stand the platform. I think it's because you want to get close. You want to blend. Hallelujah. You want to get that thing. I want you to get it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the Holy Ghost wants to move and touch people's lives. Move through you. Hallelujah. So there's things like Smith Wigglesworth. You guys know, he used to flow mightily. How many of you remember the Apostle Smith Wigglesworth? Most of us remember the stories and the books we read about him. A man mightily used of God, raised 36 people from the dead. Mighty man of God. And, you know, the one service, just thinking of it, the one service, they brought a lady in, the ambulance brought a lady into to his healing service, and she died there in the healing line. He wouldn't have that. Bring her here. Brought onto the platform, made the medics carry her, hold her up. He was a big man, he's a plumber. Hit her with a fist in the stomach. Somebody said if she wasn't dead, he would have killed her for sure. Hallelujah. He punches her in the stomach. She falls over. He said, pick her up. punches her again. She falls back over. He said, pick her up. What's he doing? He's moving. Amen. He said, pick her up. And he punched her. I think, yeah, by the seventh or the eighth punch, his family, imagine now, the family are weeping. Their mom has died. And now the preacher is killing her dead. What kind of a church is this? And he punched her. Eventually, yeah, by the seventh, eighth punch, apparently the whole congregation's uproar, shouting him down. How can you do that? He wouldn't. He picked her up again, one last, and he punched her in the stomach. She came up alive. Raised her from the dead. Hallelujah. And somebody said, now this is why I'm telling the story. Somebody said to him, Smith Wigglesworth, now what happened if God doesn't move? He says, if God doesn't move, I move God. In other words, there's things you can do that brings a heavenly response. Hallelujah. Can I say it again? There's things you can do that will bring a heavenly response. And most Christians have just got a small key to do to release the glory. I'll show you how obedience works. Jesus comes to John the Baptist. And he has by revelation that he has to be baptized. That was the act that God the Father gave him to do. He comes to John and he says, John, please baptize me. And John says to him, Lord, I'm not even worthy to untie your shoelaces. I mean, I can't. Jesus said, suffer it to be so, for all righteousness to be fulfilled. In other words, this is my command and I must obey it. And Jesus goes in, he goes into the water, he gets baptized. And as he comes up out of the water, the Bible says the heavens open. And the Holy Spirit comes down. A voice from heaven says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. But the Bible says as he comes up out of the water, the heavens were opened. That word open, the original, means rent. As he obeyed and he came up out of the water, the heavens were rent. That word rent is the same word that is used when Jesus was crucified. And when he died on that cross, the Bible says the veil was rent from top to two. The rocks were rent. They were split. In other words, the heavens were torn apart. And the Holy Ghost came down. Hallelujah. I want you to notice the Holy Ghost didn't come down until Jesus did. Hallelujah. There's simple things that God's given you to do. And when you just say, Lord, I'm going to do them. The moment you do it, that's what the Spirit of God says. He will rent the heavens and come down. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Rent. The heavens were rent. So Jesus, until the moment that he had done, the heavens were not rent. So the Spirit of God's talking about, today we're talking about merging, saturating you. Hallelujah. And sometimes all it is one act of obedience away. Hallelujah. And this week, that's why God gave me this word. The heaven's going to be rent over many of your lives. Small acts of obedience, small things that you do, things that you say. I sense the Holy Ghost renting the heavens over different dimensions of your lives. Things where the enemy has wrapped you up. I see some of you being covered over, wrapped up, kept locked down in certain dimensions. God's going to give you a simple word, a simple action to do, simple thing to say. When you do, the renting is there. In fact, right now, I sense a renting already taking place because many of you in your hearts responded to the Holy Ghost as I spoke. Hallelujah. And when the heavens opens, when the heavens are rent, a door is opened, man of God. Hallelujah. That no man can shut. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no passage of time can stop. And God causes you when you step through that door for even time to be multiplied back to you. It's a dimension when you step in and the glory comes. When the glory comes, time is out of the question. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like when Jesus stepped on that boat, instantly they were at the other side. He short circuits time. Hallelujah. You say, how long till I get there, Pastor Johnny? George, God says he short circuits time. Hallelujah. How long does it take to run a battery flat? Well, short it and it's instant. Amen. Don't short my battery, please. Boost my battery. I need the boost. Amen. Pastor Johnny, stay on the platform. So, he moves on the glory. He moves. Saints, it's as simple as that. He didn't have to have a degree of theology. Didn't have to have deep revelation, or the prophet didn't even come. He just knew this is the will of the Father. Suffer it to be so, that all righteousness may be fulfilled. A simple act of obedience steps you into a rent heaven, the glory resting on you. We're talking today about not quenching the Spirit, but exciting the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When Jesus did, the Holy Ghost came. The heavens were rent. And right now, God's renting the heavens over lives. His Spirit's moving. Come on, just pray in other tongues. There's something happening here right now. The Spirit is moving on you. Many times, your simple act of obedience, something God's been speaking to you about to do for a while, and you just have not done. Hallelujah. So I don't want to quench the Holy Spirit. I don't want to resist the gifts of the Spirit, the prophecies. I want to remember the word that He spoke concerning me. And I see the Holy Ghost reaching in right now. Come on, I want you to stir by way of remembrance. Remember what God has spoken to you about. Remember the prophecies that went over you. Remember the words that God has released. Remember the things that He has put in your life that's become a default setting. And stir that up and realize today that the Holy Ghost is attracted to that. And when He comes, He's taking you from glory to glory. The things that you have seen has got nothing compared to the things that He has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's greater things that is waiting for you, that He's already prepared, laid up in store, ready for you. Hallelujah. That's going to come. Some of you kind of step back, but God says step straight back in. Do you hear that word? God says step straight back in, because the heavens are about to be rent. You're about to see a dimension. You know who I'm talking to. You're about to see a dimension of the glory released back on your life. Do you hear me, woman of God? Do you hear me sitting there? You know, there's the anointing of God on you. The presence of God moving on you. God says He will restore the years the cankerworm, the palm worm has eaten. In the glory He comes and He just resets. Hallelujah. Thank you now for your wonderful presence, your wonderful conviction, the wonderful anointing. You said, Pastor Johnny, so much has gone by. Sometimes all you need to do is just forgive your partner. That's all. That's all that's required. Sometimes all you need to do is say, well, I don't care what happened in the past. I don't care what happened in marriage, but I'm taking my partner's hand and the two of us are stepping back into what God has for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. There's somebody here. God's going to bring your husband back. Don't say it's impossible. You hear me? Don't say it's impossible. Hallelujah. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Lord, I speak restoration in this house. I thank for actions of faith. As God releases that, I release a spirit of boldness in you. I bind the spirit of timidity. I bind every spirit of disappointment, past disappointments, that causes you to say, no, I tried and it didn't work. God says, this is the time. Move, Holy Ghost. Thank you now, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's it. The Holy Ghost quickening. Just pray in other tongues. Just open your spirit. He's busy. He's busy downloading in your spirit. Things that are beyond what you can ask, beyond what you can even hope or dream, beyond. It's in the realm of the glory. that's greater than what you can hope or think about. Thank you for restoration. In the name of Jesus, I command restored families, restored homes, restored marriages. Lando, Lord, thank you for releasing. You start, those who are exhorters, start exhorting. Those who are encouragers, start encouraging. Those who are prayer warriors, start praying. Those, Lord, who've you anointed to touch lives, start doing it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. For I will not be held back. I will not be delayed anymore. I hear the Lord says the time for delay is over. The time for delay is over. I break the spirit of procrastination from your lives. And I declare now is the time. Now is the season. Now is the moment. In the name of Jesus. Shabona, that's it. I sense that miraculous presence and glory of God. Hallelujah. Some of you already started to enter it, stepping into it. Mekaramba. Yes, I tell you, this anointing will cause you to recognize opportunities when they're still far away. You'll recognize them. Thank you now, God. Sabanda bare ke sabonda bara bara baya. Shabande ge bose ke bano bore ke sanoa. Come on, just agree with the Holy Ghost. He's busy pouring something. You didn't come here to hear a sermon. You came here to get something from the Holy Ghost. You came here for a yoke destroying, burden breaking, breakthrough anointing. Hallelujah. No more timidity. Sebra sekero bona baya sandoro baya sekena me kasato dore de rebena gara bonti entena rora baya mata mata mata. We remember the prophecies that went over us. We remember the promises you made. We remember the dreams and the visions. Yay, yay! In the name of Jesus, se kasatando rora basi anto dora baya. Oh, that's the spirit. The dove has been released over the service. He's looking for a place to rest. He's looking for a life to light on. Sebanda gera bosiana. I hear the spirit of God say, don't say, Lord, once you change my partner, I'm waiting for you to touch so and so. I'm waiting for you to do it. No, he's releasing the glory right now in your life. Sebando bora basia pera bona maya. Come on, work the thing. Stir yourself. Press in. Respond. Some of your dreams are being reactivated right now. Whoa, by way of remembrance, the Holy Ghost is moving on your life. Hallelujah. There's restorations happening in this place. Hallelujah. Some of you, it's been a while, it's been a delay, but all it takes is one act of obedience that will cause the heavens to be rent over your life. Hallelujah. I see the Holy Ghost tearing at the barriers, tearing at what the enemy tried to do, tearing, breaking it down to get through. Hallelujah. Shabande gerobosia panamaya kesarana manda borabaya banige. Man, Sandana, come on. Do you sense your spirit, man? Something happening? There's like a fire. Sebano Kosena Rabaya. Ah. It's amazing how the enemy lies. Some of us he tells us too late. Others he tells us it's too early. Let me tell you, the Holy Ghost is the Ancient of Days. He doesn't need to build up wisdom. He doesn't need to build up experience. He doesn't need to build up contacts and power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see him taking things from the future and bringing them into your present. Hallelujah. 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 Hana, Stacy. Come here, woman of God. Shabra sekerabano bosi apana bale gera bosi atrano bono reki nere baya. The Lord says things that your previous generations missed out on, I'm giving to you. And it's now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Sabando Gorabesi Anama. Come on, just the last wave of the Holy Ghost. Just be saturated once more. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing wonders in this week. Right now, just pray in the Holy Ghost. I believe the Spirit of God is opening your eyes. This week, the key is going to come. Just a simple act of faith. A simple moving of the Spirit that's going to rent the heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. Shaban, the Gerabasi Spirit. You are welcome here. Come touch this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shaban, the Rabbi. For you shall be carriers of my glory. Hallelujah. You see, if you leave it to your faith, it's one day when you're ready. When he comes, it's when he's ready. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in every life, over every heart, I bless your servants. This week, you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. You're going to see healings. You're going to see your family touched. Whew, glory. I see some of you walking into the midst among some drug dealers or drunk people, and they're going to be instantly sober. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of that day. We were just talking about it. The one night we came to an evening service. And there was a man, he was on his way to go drink up at Kaya Beach. Were you in the service, Kenny? He was up his way, he was already tanked, you know. And he's on his way, and he loses his way, and somehow finds himself in church. That's why what we need to actually do is open a bar on that corner. Amen. And a drinking hole on that corner, so they get confused and come into the house of God. We'll sponsor the drinks. Drinks on the house. Okay, don't get offended. I'm just joking. Okay, anyway, instead of going there, he ends up, he's sitting there where you're sitting. Oh, actually seat next door. I won't put it in your seat, brother. You're a holy man. But he's sitting there, and I walk into the service, and I see a man sitting there shaking his head like this. And every nun says, "What am I doing here?" I said, "What's this guy, you know?" Talking, he said, "What is this place?" He thought we're talking before the drinking starts, you know. And he's sitting there and he's confused. And the next moment, the Spirit of God's moving. I call him up. God touches him. He's instantly sober. Instantly sober. Hallelujah. God's going to short circuit what the enemy's been doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Spirit of God. Come on, just lift your hand and say, "Yes, Lord. Lord, as you teach me to carry the glory, as you teach me, Lord, to respond to your Spirit, thank you that this is a week, Lord, where we've quenched you. Oh, Lord, no more. We leave those behind. But we thank you now for the hope of glory released in every life, your mighty blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel saturated. There's a saturating. It's like the dew of heaven saturating, blending with us. Thank you, precious God. Grant this week, Lord, that we go from glory to glory, deeper, the greater experience, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Now, just for a moment, every head bowed, every eye closed, every hand down. You hear today, say, "Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. I heard about Jesus dying on the cross for my sins. He did something about my sin because he doesn't want me to perish. He doesn't want me to end up in condemnation. But today, I want to put my trust in. I want you to pray for me that Jesus will forgive my sins, wash me in his precious blood, and save my soul. You're here today. You know your life's not right with God. I want to pray with you. You say, Pastor Johnny, that's me. Pray for me. I want to pray for you. Is that you? I want you to raise your hand all over this place. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Pray for me. I want to make right with God. Thank you back there. Thank you back there. Anybody else? Thank you. Some of you are saying, Pastor Johnny, I've backslidden. My heart's grown cold and I want to come near again. I feel so far from God. I want to restore with him. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand all over this place. Hallelujah. Now you got your hands raised. Father, as those hands are raised, I release your precious anointing. I thank you. It's you, Holy Ghost, working in that hearts right now. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the work of salvation. Now, as you got your hands raised, I want those of you got your hands raised, just stand where you are, all over the place. Don't put your hands down. Don't stay in your seat. Stand up all over this place. You got your hands raised, stand up. Stand up quickly and come down to the front. I want to pray with you. Come, step out. Come, my dear sister. Come, my brother. Come. Come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God for them. If you've not raised your hand, you say, Pastor Johnny, I need to make right with God today. You can also come quickly. Oh, that's right. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just thank God for them.
He loves you and me. He gave his life.
This is a covenant moment that you're deciding to change allegiance and give your life to God. I want those of you standing in front, close your eyes, raise your hands, a sign of surrender, okay? I want you to say, Heavenly Father, today, say it out loud, today, I turn my back on the world, I turn my back on sin. I ask you, to wash me in the blood of Jesus, for the remission of my sins. Lord Jesus, you're the Son of the living God. And today, I give my life to you. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.